Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. The purpose of today's training is to cover the qualifications of what it takes to be a Live Good Diamond. This is a very exciting rank in the company, but before I get into the training, real quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. I'm an independent affiliate, and any money or numbers we talk about here are just hypothetical examples. So what's cool about our company is there are more than one way to qualify at each rank. Some of the qualifications are based on being recruiting focused. Other qualifications are based on being able to be real good at duplication and team building. And I really like this because most companies, it's one way or the highway. Here, they have a little more flexibility and you can pick the strategy that works for you. So at the time of making this video, it's July 2023. It's near the end of the month. I believe there's about 40 diamonds and above in the company right now currently. I expect that number to be in the hundreds in the next 12 months, maybe even up to 1,000 as we continue to grow at this rate. It's obviously not something everyone is going to achieve. Most people are not going to achieve it. It takes an incredible amount of work. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the two ways to qualify. Then we'll talk about some of the benefits, and then I'll just answer some general questions that people might have about it. So the first way to qualify as a diamond in Live Good is to have three legs with a platinum in it and 2,500 people on your team. So in both of these examples I'm going to share with you, keep this number in mind. You have to have 2,500 members or affiliates in your team. This does not include spillover. This is your genealogy team. People, you enroll people, they enroll people, they enroll. So the first way, you have to have three separate enroller tree legs with a platinum in it and 2,500 people. An enroller tree leg is basically anyone you sponsor becomes a leg. So if I sponsor five people, I now have five legs in my business. Anyone that they sponsor is part of their leg. So if I sign up Joe, Joe signs up 10 people, they sign up 10 people, they sign up 10 people. Joe and all of those people are one leg to me. And I just need to have one platinum somewhere in that leg. It does not have to be Joe. It could be 1,000 levels down. It could be 100 levels down. It could be 10 levels down. As long as there's a platinum in that leg somewhere in my organization, I need three legs with a platinum like that and 2,500 total team members. The second way to hit diamond is you have 2,500 total team members in your team, but no more than 500 of them come from one leg. So this means you would need at least five legs in your organization. So you'd have to sign up at least five people, and they'd each have to have at least 500 people in their leg. But you can't have, you can't sign up two people, for example, one of them goes diamond and has 5,000 people. Not all of those people are going to count towards your diamond qualification. You have to have a balanced organization. Really, everything in our comp plan is designed around building three legs. So if you focus really hard on building three teams, that's going to position you to move up through each rank in the comp plan. So those are the two ways to qualify for diamond, and you have to requalify every month. It's not a one-time thing. So some people might hit it once and then never again. Some people hit it every month. If you're building your business the right way, you should hit it and maintain it. So what are some of the benefits of being a diamond? Well, there's five or six things that I can think of. Number one is you now get 10 levels of fast start matching bonuses. So a fast start matching is based off the new people who join every week, but 10 levels means anyone you sign up, the people they sign up, the people they sign up, the people they sign up, 10 generations deep, anyone new that comes in, you're going to receive a matching bonus on that. That's very exciting. 15 levels of matrix commission. So we are a 2x12 matrix, but as you start to rank up, you can eventually get paid on up to 15 levels in the matrix. You also get 5 generations of matrix matching as a diamond, 10 levels of retail matching, and a monthly diamond bonus pool. Now that number is basically 2% of the company's revenue every month is divided and split amongst all the diamonds and above. So as of July 2023, the people I've talked to who have received this bonus, it's been anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000. It could be significantly more. It could be significantly less. It just depends on the company's revenue and the number of people that qualified as diamonds. Another benefit of being a diamond is just the prestige. Now, what's really neat when you look on the company's leaderboard, a lot of the top recruiters are not even diamonds. So it's not just about recruiting. It's about the people who know how to build a team. It's about the people who know how to get duplication. And I'll just close out with this. Instead of being obsessed with hitting the rank of diamond, and I get it, we all want to rank up, we all want to grow our business, focus on the next rank first. So if you're a bronze right now, just focus on doing what you need to do to get to silver. When you get to silver, focus on what you need to do to get to gold. And then when you get gold, focus on what you need to do to get platinum and build your business one rank at a time. And don't set these unrealistic goals for yourself. If you've never been in network marketing, if you've never been successful, don't set a goal to be a diamond in like 30, 60, 90 days. That's probably not very realistic. We have had diamonds in the company do it in a month. Some take 3, 5, 6 months. Some never do it. But everyone's on their own path, and that's okay. Don't compare yourself to others. Just do the best you can. I'm going for diamond. I've been here for about 47 days, I think, as of today. My goal is to be a diamond within 90 days, but I have been doing this 20 plus years. I'm not a brand newbie. So if you're a newbie, don't set a goal like that where it's just going to lead to disappointment. Keep it real, keep it realistic. But I believe anyone, if they set their mind to it, they can go diamond if they put in the work and they stay consistent. Hope you got some value from today's training. Don't forget to check out my website, newinternetbiz.com, if you want to learn more about LiveGood. Also, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. It'll help our channel a lot. I really appreciate that. Thanks for watching. Hope you have a great day.